This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two, 3 hour show. Welcome back into The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a way back Wednesday. Songs pre 2009 that have something to do with the doctor, whether it be title, artist, or lyrics.
Or getting sick, or being sick,
sick
or getting
being healthy. Sick, being Nick. Those are all part of it.
That's right.
So Barry had hour number one, I have hour number two. And still to be determined is if Siri or Nick or both will have hour number three.
I have hour number three, and I will tweet out the list from ESPN 97.5 pretty shortly here.
Jared had a question for me on Twitter. He said, hey, if I order Cheers today, will it be there tomorrow or Friday? If you get it in before 4 p.m., you should get it tomorrow. Cheershealth.com.
So there you go. You guys, a lot of everybody speaks highly about that.
It works.
And that is the most important thing.
Yep. Well, it works for me.
There you have it.
Another made-up fact. You ready?
Sure.
Another made-up Usual Suspects fact on this, our two-year anniversary of the show. Usual Suspect fact. L.U. Dillon has texted a fat comment about Nick 378 times. Congrats on 2 years, NASCAR Johnny. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Speaking of 278, you... just kidding.
I'm 178.
That's right.
Shut your mouth.
That's my fault. That's my bad.
I was down 3.5 pounds on Monday morning.
Good for you.
Yeah. I don't expect it to be like rapid weight loss like it used to be, but I'm still trying. Yeah.
I'm holding steady at like 199.
Okay.
Bucket naked. Not
I don't
here.
Need all that.
Not here with clothes on. I have no idea, but bucket naked in the morning, I'm 199. Just so I'm good with
don't,
that.
Don't need all that.
What?
It's National Signing Day.
I didn't
by
make
the way,
you look
today.
At it. Yeah. Happy National Signing Day.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You want to hear something crazy?
Sure.
So this morning I'm doing show prep. I know, shocking. Mm-hmm. And I look at the list real quick just to see where the Ags are at, and they are third on the list
in overall the entire country.
Yes, they were third.
It was
Bama, then it was Georgia, and then A&M. And A&M was second for a very long time. Then got passed by Georgia. And then I hear, I'm out in our bullpen here where the interns hang out and prepping, and I can hear the Charlie Polillo show.
Yeah.
And he says that Texas passed A&M and is now third and A&M is fourth. What the hell is going on? I don't like this.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just heard Charlie crapping all over the U of H and saying they were 88th, and I'm like, well, Dana took the job late. He had to make up for all of Major's missteps. And at the same time, most of his recruits were going to West Virginia, so he was trying to flip those. You got to give him a year or two.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to happen that fast. But it does kind of suck when you think about, you see teams like Baylor at 34, as bad as the years they've had.
Yeah, good point. But they like the coach there, and nationally, he's pretty well respected.
And don't think they can't bounce back. Penn State is completely bounced back from there. Issues with Joe Paterno.
Charlie also mentioned that Rice is not in the top 100.
Charlie,
can you imagine?
Charlie's the new AJ Hoffman, just hating on Houston stuff.
But can you imagine that?
Charlie Hoffman.
How up against it you are before you even get a recruit. You're Rice. So you got to go get like a 2.5 or a 3 at Rice to stay eligible. Good luck.
A 2.5 or a 3?
I think to stay eligible at Rice, it's higher than the national standard.
What's the national standard?
I think it's like a 2.5.
Oh, I would imagine it would have been higher than a 2.5.
Not for athletics, no way.
No, not nationally at Rice.
Oh, I'm saying it's like a 2.5 to a 3 for Rice.
Instead of a 2.5?
Which is higher than the 2.5.
Oh,
2.5.
Yeah. I would. There's no way.
Yeah. You got some obstacles trying to get kids with the course loads and the intensity of work, of studies at Rice.
I mean, what are, I guess, if you think about like a comparable program, that Stanford would be
Stanford
one of those?
Would be one of them.
I hear Vanderbilt is a...
you can't count the Ivy League schools because they don't give scholarships.
No, but Vanderbilt, right? Like
right, Vandy would be.
Vandy's a pretty
decent,
smart.
Yeah.
But Stanford, I mean,
I would say
21,
Stanford is
21 in the country.
Yeah,
and you got to be smart to get in there. Is Cal?
But is Stanford going to have the same requirements on student athletes that Rice does?
Well, it's the same way, like, so,
Rice had the second highest endowment in all of the nation in terms of getting money from alums and things like that, right? But they said, I forget, it was some crazy number. Second highest endowment, but almost every one of the donors said, as long as the money is not used for athletics.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're very anti-athletics at Rice.
When Todd Graham was the football coach here before he moved on to where he's now a couple different stops before he got to Arizona State, he was so frustrated in his first year that he literally had to personally go out and try and sell sponsorships to develop money for the football program so he could put in new bleachers and a new scoreboard.
They love the band more than they love the football team.
And that's not saying much because that band that band is not a whole – it's not – some of the best bands in the country, I'll tell you that.
Oh, what are they called? The
Screaming Owls?
Screaming Owls? No, I don't think that's what they're called. What is it? What is the name of the Rice band? It's some crazy name that I'm sure we're going to get 1,000.
I don't know, but like, I've seen enough Rice games to know that I'm not impressed.
The Mob, that's right. Marching Owl Band. I wanted to say the Ocean of Soul. Just kidding. It's the complete opposite.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, the complete opposite. It's basically a bunch of hipsters with tubas. That is literally what the Mob is. Just a bunch of hipsters with some tubas and maybe a ukulele in there or something. I don't know. They love them, the Mob, though, and they're like eccentric, the Mob is. They do eccentric things. It's the best part of Rice football. It really is.
I used to see them at the basketball games, and it's like you'd see more students reading textbooks during games than actually getting into the game.
Really?
Yeah. And I ended up playing City League with a lot of the Rice players, and they had some good players for a while.
They do. That's the thing is Rice will get some athletes. I had a buddy that graduated high school with, Emerson Allen. He played at Rice, and he was a damn good athlete.
I played with J.R. Harrison and Jason McCreath and Mike Harris and guys like that. Mike Harris had several looks with the Rockets, was on the Rockets team a couple different years. Big-time player now over in China. But they had the talent, but now they keep changing coaches, and the coaches, again, we're talking about Dana, but trying to get your own players in there to change the culture and get them to play your system and then also meet the academic standards, it's a tough gig.
I wouldn't.
And that gym, they redid it, and it's still like smaller than Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Rice is a baseball school. That's what they are.
That's a good point.
They're a baseball school. They're not a football school. They're not a basketball school.
So they got rid of their baseball coach. They pushed him out. Wayne Graham, after all that success, and they pushed him out.
Well, he was 115. Yeah. He wasn't a young...
Friends hang out in the balcony on the Muppet Show, but besides that, he still did all right.
He wasn't a spry spring chicken or anything like that. But anyways, happy recruiting day. And according to ESPN, their 2019 football class rankings still have A&M third. So I don't know what Palillo's looking at. But this is just according to ESPN Plus, which I don't have, but you can get the top 50 on the front page. 2019 football class rankings. Bama 1, no surprise there. Georgia 2, A&M 3, Oklahoma 4, Texas 5. Not bad.
Okay. Did you see the punter that Miami signed?
You mean that old-ass kid?
I don't even about old-ass. Some people were guessing up to 40 years old. He's tatted from below the net, from the below his jaw on his neck, all the way down, both arms, his entire torso. But he looks like he's a full-fledged adult. He measured in at 6'4", 215 as a punter.
He looks like he just got out of prison. Like, his number is going on. Every football player has a number. His is going to be like 4729-3712. Like, that's going to be on the front and back of his jersey.
He's from Australia. His name is Lewis Headley. I just retweeted.
Old-ass kid.
I just retweeted so you can see what the dude looks like. But he literally looks more like an offensive lineman than he does a punter.
He looks like somebody's shop teacher. He's old. He looks like he already has to go get prostate exams. You don't want your punter in college having to do that. He looks old.
He's a former Australian rules football player and is part of a trend of Aussie players coming over to America later on to punt with hopes of making the NFL.
It's like colleges. It's like the college version of mail order brides.
Yeah, exactly. Mail order punters. Texas has one a lot. Where the punter catches the ball and starts rolling out to the right before they kick it and hope they get roll out of it. So here's the, this must have come from like his scouting tape or something like that, because it says the 24-year-old from Mandurah, Australia is
Lewis
much
Headley.
More, that's what I said, yeah, is much more athletic than most punters, built more like a wide receiver or shooting guard in basketball. No, not when you see him. Definitely more than that.
Yeah, he's built like an uncle.
And
like,
followed it up with, he has a lean, athletic build, along with the ability to punt the ball well over 60 yards downfield. I don't doubt the second part. He can kick it 60 yards, but he does not look like a lean, athletic build.
This article that you posted in our rundown said that that man is 41 years old, working as a bouncer at a graveyard. He looks old, dude.
But I saw video of him punting.
You talk about fully up tatted, too, all the way to the neck, from the neck down to the wrist, everywhere in between.
But I saw a video of him punting. Oh, he booms it.
Does he?
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, he's a grown-ass man.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, that's a big dude for a punter. I see a lot of fake punts in Miami's future. Good luck tackling that dude.
Well, but it's like in the Super Bowl, the longest punt in Super Bowl history now was one of those where the punter just rolled out and kicked it on the ground and hope it turned over, and it did.
Man.
And you stay away from it so you don't force a fumble.
The headline on the article, Miami just signed your dad's scariest coworker to play punter.
Very true.
That's so funny.
Very, very true. I love me some Dr. Feelgood by Motley Crue, by the way. But before we get to that, hey, I want to tell you about my good friends over at Infuse Energy, Josh Pesikoff, his staff. They do a fantastic job. They're locally owned and operated, and they're fully focused on trying to get the best plan at the best rate for you and anybody in the Houston area and surrounding areas. Simply call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. You can log on to InfuseEnergy.com, too, but call because you'll talk to a real live human being, not an automated system. They'll ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to pinpoint the best plan and the best rate they can possibly get you. You mentioned ESPN 97.5 and you get a $25 bill credit right off the top, and they'll go from there. They're going to be honest with you, and believe me, I know, because I switched over a year and a half ago. The savings that I have seen, more than $1,000 per 12-month year, I'm telling you right now, they saved me a ton of money, and they are extremely, extremely responsive when I talk to them about anything customer service. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. It's InfuseEnergy.com or 844-INFUSE2. Give them a call, hit them up online, but make sure you realize you need to infuse energy into your life.
ESPN
97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, hour number 2, 3-hour show, way back Wednesday, songs pre-2009 that talk about being sick or doctors, could be title artist, lyrics, or in this case...
I think you're wanting me to...
Do you realize they're still touring?
Praise for this?
Kiss is still touring.
That's wild. I was never a Kiss fan, though.
And I see people across the country on Facebook that are going to the concert. The play-by-play guy for the Blazers is like was a huge Kiss fan. They were in Portland, and he's like sending videos out and everything like that. The only thing that I always remember, I was a Kiss fan when I was a kid, because we even dressed up for them in Halloween one year.
So you were a big Kiss fan.
I wasn't a huge Kiss fan, but some of their songs were pretty good. But I know a lot of people that are like passionate, like they still adults that go to concerts and still paint their face and things. But the one thing I always remember was they were on Oprah Winfrey one time, and Gene Simmons, the guy, if you don't know, Gene Simmons, obviously with the long tongue and all that. Gene Simmons said that, you know, they were asking, well, what keeps you motivated on the road and everything like that? And he's like, well,
women.
Yeah. He goes, well, some people do drugs. Some people become alcoholics. He goes, I take pictures. And of course, Oprah is all naive going, you're a photographer? And he goes, well, I've got a Polaroid of every girl I've ever had relations with on
and
tour.
It's apparently a
and
lot.
It's like Wilt Chamberlain like numbers. Yeah. And he had like a book, like a photo album of all the chicks he's associated with.
Is he going to publish it?
I bet you people would buy it.
That's kind of weird though, right?
Although you'd have to get liability wise, you'd be in big trouble.
You think?
Sure. If some chick shows up in there, You're like, hey, I didn't approve that you put published my picture in a book. Talking about this from something else last week about
t-shirts.
The t-shirts.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's capitalizing and making money off a book that has a bunch of pictures of chicks that he slept with.
But if you get their permissions like a model, you'd be like, hey.
I'm saying, but that's going to be you better have one hell of a legal team to go out and get those documents signed.
That's true. Hey, can I put you in my bang book? No. What if it already came out?
Photography 101. That's what it's called.
That's true. I wonder if he did get a release from everybody. Well, I mean, he got
a release.
I knew it as soon as
it was right there.
Damn it. As soon as I said it, I was like, oh, he's going. How you feeling, Nicholas?
Feeling pretty good.
You going to leave us again at 3 o'clock? You feeling bad? You embarrassed at your list?
I'm pacing myself. That's why I haven't been. It's done. It's completed.
You're pacing yourself.
Well, his list is published.
In terms of how much I'm participating on the air.
Does that make you sick to participate?
No.
Well, then why do you have to pace yourself?
I mean, I'm saving my energy.
Does it make you tired to talk?
To you.
Oh.
It makes you tired to talk to me.
It's mentally draining.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to the listeners?
Well, to you. And the listeners can hear our conversation.
Why is it mentally draining to talk to me?
You're just so negative and stressful. And
that's not
annoying.
True. You're an idiot. That's
you're
not true.
Mean.
That's not true. You're the dumbest person I know. That is just not true at all. I hope you feel better.
Welcome to the Daily Dish.
You look
with
terrible.
Nick and Barry.
You look terrible.
God, that's nice.
But no, I mean, that's every day though.
You said
like,
that
you
yesterday.
Always look terrible. So
well, he's making it a daily thing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Just like the lawn care stuff.
Yeah.
Barry, what's the best way to patch holes in grass? Oh, you mean like that?
We don't care.
That was a text.
It was dumb.
Nobody cares.
Need something that works fast. We keep running over it. No, we're not. We got 5 minutes before we go to break.
Can we block that person?
So anyways, yeah, if you've got a hole in your grass, here's what you want to do. Don't turn my mic off.
Please.
Some bank sand and some... Get some
bank sand?
Why did you cut my mic off? I hate you. God, that's the worst is that he has control.
Well, see,
control.
You go and you take shots at him, and then you wonder why he turns your microphone off. At the end of the day, inevitably, he does have some control.
It depends on the hole.
See, I'll isolate that. That's what I'll do.
So at least, yeah, you gave him another nugget to play with.
It depends on the hole in the grass, how to patch it. But if it's just a bare spot, just get you like a little 50-50 mix. You can go down to a local garden center and buy a couple of... squares of grass if it's St. Augustine, throw it down there. Water it. You're good.
Okay. She Vince Young got arrested again?
I did.
I'm watching the news last night, and I know that...
I was
going
to take my shirt off in celebration just to fit in.
Okay. Yeah. Adam Levine style.
Yeah. Because you remember that club pick where he had his shirt off?
Yeah.
That's the only... Anytime someone mentions Vince Young, that's all I can think of.
I can think of the fact that when he was... contemplating filing bankruptcy, he said that when he had to submit his expenses, he said his weekly bill at TGI Fridays was like $5,000 to $10,000.
Crazy. Who's eating that much at TGI Fridays?
I don't know.
I mean, he was a big boy, but
he's
no
still
one's eating
big, right?
No, like who's
I saw
eating
the arrest
much?
Video, and he's
the first time I ever had those triangle mozzarella sticks, though.
Yeah.
Was that Friday? So I appreciate that.
$10,000 worth? Now you,
they
I can
introduced
see.
Me to the triangle mozzarella stick, which
really?
which I was a big fan of.
So you're better than
the cool kids. Just call them Rella sticks.
Rella
sticks. No, they don't.
Like a Rari.
They do. They do seem to leave out the first part of the word. Now,
yeah,
and then they start reading.
What
they're like,
mean?
I'm too lazy to begin reading at the beginning of the word. I'll just pick up right here in the middle.
Rella X. No. That doesn't make any sense.
If it works.
So you're a big triangular... Houston. Yeah, Houston. You're a big triangular mozzarella stick fan.
Well,
huh?
They introduced it
to me
first.
Would it
really
be a stick then?
It's kind of like your version of a cheese curd, only it's a triangle.
Yeah, it would be a mozzarella shape, not a stick necessarily.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So VY was dinged up for DWI, Fort Bend County. They said that... if you read the report, his black Cadillac was stopped at an intersection with the hazards on early Monday morning.
Ooh.
And he failed several field sobriety tests.
Uh-oh.
It's his second arrest in 3 years on drunk driving charges. He bonded out at $500.
That's all, though? That's the bond?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Good for him. At least he got out.
I guess so. But it sounds like there's bigger issues than the $500 bond, but... Good luck to you. Hopefully that works out for you, VY.
Steelers fan Juan texted the show. Through the good times and the bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Happy anniversary. Thank you, Juan.
Dionne Warwick.
Much appreciated. Yeah.
Little lyrical genius he did there.
Not bad, right?
No, right, yeah. Keep smiling. Keep shining.
No.
Oh.
No, please don't do that.
Did you see that Art Briles was actually being considered to be the offensive coordinator at Southern Miss?
Oof.
Yeah.
I did see that they said, we interviewed him, he's not a candidate.
So the school said
why
that.
Why did you interview
him? Then the head coach, who was the one that was obviously pushing to hire him, came back in, Coach Hobson came back in and said, I don't agree with what the school and the board has said, and I think we should hire him. And that doesn't do much for your job security. No.
Aren't you a candidate once you've been interviewed? Like, doesn't that kind of make you
a
candidate?
That makes you a candidate. Now, you might not be an ongoing candidate. You're no longer
I would agree
a
with
candidate.
That. Yeah. So but once you've been interviewed, that's it.
It's a fine line
you've been
to
hit
say,
with the C word, sir.
Yeah, it's a fine line to say he is a candidate versus he is no longer a candidate.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach Jay Hobson disputed the board's decision at Southern Miss and says, if I've interviewed Art Briles for an assistant coaching position at Southern Miss, I believe he's a man who deserves a second chance. He's a man that seems sincere and humble in his interview, and I personally, like he said, I personally believe he committed no crime. Oh, coach, you are digging a hole for yourself that's getting bigger by the second.
But you know what this all comes down to for me is that the Briles family just has a lot of friends in the football world.
That's a good point.
And they don't want to succumb to this because they know if they just quiet down and not talk and not try, that they probably will never get another football gig ever again. So they're making phone calls to anybody in high places that they had some sort of relationship with in hopes of them securing just one gig and letting this blow all over. And I don't think it's going to happen.
You're right. I think any time, like obviously, and his son found a job here with U of H, but at the same time, I think anytime any Briles name comes up,
it's a tainted name. When you think of, there's certain names that you hear, you go, ugh, like immediately. Hitler.
Ugh.
That's the last name that you go, Briles. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or like
Bundy.
Or Sandusky.
Sandusky.
Paternal, unfortunately.
Harvey, what's his name?
Weinstein?
Weinstein. That's another one.
There's names that you hear and you go, ugh. And Briles is one of those in football circles. At least it should be. Now, do you hold that against them forever? Like, if his great-grandson wants to coach football, did he have anything to do with that? No. But as of right now?
If you were there.
If you were there
while
and
it was
you're
going
a Briles.
Down and you're a Briles, absolutely.
Not good.
Yeah, I think you know what? You had a very distinguished position and a very reputable position that not a lot of people get an opportunity to get, and you blew it.
Yeah.
So, all right, halfway point of the show. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Dr. Maya. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Big show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Now less than 24 hours to the trade deadline in the NBA. Only a couple of moves.
Kind of pumped that that story popped off because honestly, you know, even though the football season is over, for some, the NBA is not interesting until a little bit later. So I feel like the Anthony Davis saga has kind of helped a little bit.
Think it won't pick up till tomorrow?
I think it will. I think right before 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock our time. I mean, it may be nothing. You know, Anthony Davis may remain a Pelican, may not play another game this season. I don't know how that turns out, but there may be some movement too. So
I don't think he plays the rest of the year, regardless. I don't think. First of all, my prediction is one, he doesn't get traded tomorrow, and two, he doesn't play the rest of the year because, as we talked about yesterday, it doesn't do either side any good, especially if you risk injury. And I think from a Pelicans perspective, you're idiots if you don't wait for the Celtics to get involved. They just have too many assets and good players, young players, that could, if you really want to rebuild the team, that's where I would go.
But if you're, so do you think that the Celtics are playing a little game of chicken?
I think.
Well, they're letting it get
no,
down.
They're being clear and transparent. Yeah. They're saying, please don't trade him because they can't get him with Kyrie on the roster.
Yeah, they're not allowed to make a move till offseason.
They're just saying, please don't trade him, and we have more to offer. We'll make this deal worth it for you. That's basically Celtics. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Or, in this offseason.
In the offseason.
If you're the Pelicans, though.
You want all the cards on the table from everybody else that's trying to make a deal. And if you can't get the Celtics offer on the table yet, I think it behooves you to wait.
Yeah, because here's the problem. Unless you can sign like some sort of letter of intent or whatever that says, after when it's available, we will make this trade, but it has to be after this date. But because we can't, you know, cap-wise make this date or make this deal work. Otherwise, the Celtics would be holding all the cards at that point. Because then if you're the Pelicans and say, okay, well, we'll wait, and then we'll try to make a deal, then everyone else knows that whatever the Celtics offer, it's going to be a little bit lower, so now they're not going to offer as much. I think right now is the best time to get the most value for him.
It could be. You don't know. All we do know is that the Celtics do, it's well documented, they do have assets and they do have young talent, so you know they have a lot. The only thing I think the Pelicans did, and this is just my theory, I don't have any sources, they went up to the Lakers and said, hey, give me one reason why this is a good enough deal and I shouldn't wait until after the trade deadline and see what the Celtics can offer me. Give me more. Give me more, Lakers. Give me more, L.A. And if it wasn't an incredibly overwhelming offer, then they probably weren't going to take it. They were probably just seeing how far Los Angeles was willing to go. Now, I imagine they'll still pick up the phone and talk to each other despite the Lakers. Like, there was some report saying that they officially pulled out. I still think before the deadline tomorrow, there'll be at least one more phone call.
And you think the Celtics have as much or more to offer than the Lakers do?
No, you don't know what they're willing to.
That's the thing. Is if they have it, that's one thing. But are they willing to offer it the other?
Yeah. To answer the question, do they have more? I think if you're looking for it, let me just throw these names out at you, okay? If you're looking for, you're rebuilding a franchise, would you rather start your rebuild with Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, and Brandon Ingram, or and first round picks that are kind of okay, or the fact that you have two unprotected lottery picks in the coming years, the Celtics control, as well as Jason Tatum, Brown, Terry Rozier.
And so this is, you know, this to be a fact that these are all offered.
No, I'm saying, but. Well, in different rumor scenarios, I've heard them thrown out there. But again, we don't know either way. We don't know for sure what the Lakers have offered. But I'm saying, if I'm looking at trying to get the best offer possible, and even if I could use one against the other, I'm looking at Boston going, boy, if I want to rebuild a team, there's enough talent. We saw what Rozier could do in the playoffs last year. We saw what Jaylen Brown could do in the playoffs last year. We saw Tatum as a rising star. Yeah, but,
I mean, until somebody like a Woj or somebody in that you trust tweets that out, you can't. I wouldn't put any stock in any of that. I mean, I go back to, I think the Celtics are smart if they wait.
They can't tweet it out right now because then it's tampering. Because Danny Ainge isn't allowed to have the, because he can't make the trade.
Sources, just, oh, this source said. And but if it's a Woj that comes to you with a source, then you know that whatever source that was credible. But if it's just rumors, and I mean, there are plenty of people that are wrong and speculate and just say things to say things, including stuff that might be planted.
I get that. I just think the moral of the story is, I wouldn't jump at the first offer that keeps coming at you. Because the other thing that a lot of sources have said, including Woj and other people, is one, first Dell Demps wasn't even answering the phone for the Lakers. Now he's answering the phone, but he's not countering. He's not calling them back. He's just letting them continue to entice the offer, add more to it, but he hasn't responded to any of it.
What is, and I know I've seen some discussions about Anthony Davis and the list that he's expanded. The was Knicks, Boston included in that?
No, his dad poo-pooed all over it, but he wouldn't talk either way on that. The four teams he added to say that he would actually sign
Milwaukee
an extension
was
with.
One of them.
Milwaukee, Toronto, the Knicks. There was one other one.
Clippers.
Was it the Clippers? And the Clippers, right. The Lakers, Clippers, and then in Milwaukee, Toronto, and the Knicks.
So again, if you're Boston, What's the point in doing this right now?
Because if you're New Orleans, you don't care where he wants to go long term. You're just trying to get the best offer.
If you're Boston, you're not making an offer because the dude doesn't want to go here. He's not going to re-sign with us. We're going to give up all this
because you want to win a championship. And depending on how much you value that, you go for it.
That makes no sense.
You don't see why the Celtics would make an offer?
Yeah, if the Celtics aren't on the list of teams that he would want to play for, i.e. re-sign if he were traded there, why on earth would you take that chance and go, here's all of our prospects and our picks for a guy that doesn't want to
because
be here?
Because you win a title, and when in the process of winning a title and playing with Kyrie Irving and the rest of those guys, you decide, hey, this is a pretty good situation. I may stay here. So it's just like why Kawhi Leonard...
You're winning a title.
That's why the Raptors made the trade to get Kawhi Leonard. There's no guarantee Kawhi's going to sign there at the end of the year, but they went and got him because of the fact that they feel like a winning culture could change his mind.
You give up all those assets, and now you've got to still compete with not only the Warriors, but now a Philly team that's absolutely locked and loaded, and you're going to take that chance and mortgage your entire future for 1 year, a half a year?
You don't know what all you're giving up, crazy. But I'm just telling you what. We don't know what anybody's thinking, but a lot of franchises will put the value on winning a title.
If my city's name isn't on the list of places he wants to play, I'm not making a deal. I'm not offering anything.
I mean, that risk has been taken before. He would play a year with them, you know, because the move wouldn't be made with the Celtics until the offseason, so that he could play that full year.
But at
the end of the day, for me, in my opinion, is the Lakers have young talent and prospects, and so do the Celtics. At the end of the day, I feel like who is more willing to give up more number one draft picks? That's what's going to sweeten up the deal. They both have young talent. Who's going to give up more number one draft picks? Now, for the Celtics, when it goes to the offseason, it's a different dynamic a bit. But before the trade deadline, it's like how many assets are you going to give
me? But it's a different dynamic for New Orleans because if they wait and say, all right, well, we'll wait to hear from Boston next year, and now all these other people have made moves and done things to get better, and then they go into the offseason, and Boston lowballs them, everyone else, the Lakers are going to go, well, there's your offer. We just have to beat that. We don't have to give you what we offered. We just have to beat what their lowball offer was. So that's a huge risk to take if you're New Orleans.
You don't know they're going to know the exact offer, and you don't know. Sure, it's a risk. It's a risk like anything else. But at the same time, there are teams that are going to, especially if it's a small market, or in Danny Ainge's case, because he's been in it for a while, and the pressure ever since the Big Three was disbanded and they all went their own way, they haven't won it, and he may just want to win it. And he knows he's sitting on all these assets, all these picks, all these young players, but if it doesn't translate to a title, the fans are getting restless. So you don't know what sense of urgency each fan, and sometimes ownership pushes them and go, I just want to win a title. Go get me a title.
Okay.
We'll see.
I don't know. If I'm the Pelicans, I'm taking offers now. I'm not waiting on the potential.
Of course you are taking offers now.
No, I mean, I'm making the move now. I'm not going to wait because if they come back to you, and again, if they come back to you and trick you into waiting and then lowball you and no one else will move because they've either already made franchise-altering moves or they've gotten rid of all their assets.
I think it's pretty safe to say the Lakers aren't going anywhere. And they're there might be a random team or a team that we don't know about that's still in the mix, but I'm sure they've had discussions either way to see the level that they're willing to stay into discussions.
Well,
so
yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, look, we'll see. There's definitely going to be a lot of interest just because it's Anthony Davis. I do believe to a certain extent someone is willing to take a chance on Anthony Davis just being with the team temporarily just because he's such a huge talent. I think a lot of people would have done that with LeBron. I think people would do that with Kevin Durant. I think people would do that with certain players because of that level
Kawhi.
Of talent. Kawhi is another one with Toronto, absolutely.
But they didn't, though. That's
they
just
did.
It. There was no...
With Toronto, they
didn't trade him in the middle of the year.
No, it doesn't matter when it happens. They're taking a risk, and they're still giving up an all-star player and other assets because of the fact they're hoping that he wants to sign long-term in Toronto.
Okay.
All right.
I mentioned earlier that somebody had hit us up and asked about Thrive, which used to be Thrive is now Cheers, and can they get it the next day? And that's what I wanted to tell you about and remind you again. Yes, Cheers. If you order Cheers, which used to be Thrive, new year, new name. Thrive Plus is now Cheers. But if you order Cheers and you get your order in before 4 p.m., you can get it on your doorstep the next day. I love my Cheers. I take it with me when I hit the road. I'm out there drinking and having a good time while I'm doing comedy. And I walk back to the hotel. I get in my room. I remember to take my Cheers right before I go to bed. I feel better the next day. And you will too. And it's a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol on your body. And it helps you. It helps me. It helps like 60-something percent of the country that drinks. It helps us feel better the next day. I want you to get on that wagon and feel better and still be able to enjoy yourself and hang out with your friends and have a few pops, if you know what I'm saying. And look, the product was developed by a team of five PhDs plus Ivy League scientists. You may have seen it on Shark Tank. I just watched the video the other day because I had forgot about it, but I saw the Shark Tank video. So it's a legitimate thing they got going, man. And Cheers works. And the way it works is by giving your liver all the stuff that it needs to process alcohol and the negative and toxic byproducts that come out of alcohol and affect your body. So to use it, you just take three capsules after your last drink, or like I do, right before you go to bed. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, the company will give you your money back. It's that simple. Money back guarantee. And like I said, if you're in the Houston area and you order before 4 p.m., it'll be on your doorstep the very next day. To get your order in, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. Guys, I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the compliments are flying. They're all over the place as the love is in the room. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
I was not expecting that.
Nick back from a half day yesterday where he was under the weather.
Oh, my God. That
and
was
he is
hilarious.
Definitely
Punk keeps
feeling
mocking
better.
Me every time.
You got me good.
We're in the middle of a break.
You got me so good. I was not ready for that. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
That was fantastic.
That was really good. Sometimes I wish you guys could just hear everything that goes on.
We had one show like that. I don't think we'll ever bring that show back.
No. It's a good thing, though, that we're not mic'd up in the breaks. We would have no friends.
Oh, my God. We would have no jobs.
That's probably
true. The cussing and other things that can happen.
Somebody on the text line said the Pelicans traded for Boogie and he bounced to the Warriors.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think Kawhi stays?
I don't.
Yeah.
Although,
all the more reason not to do it.
Here's what I don't understand either, because one of the hot rumors that they just finally got an answer on was that we don't know who was offering to who, but that Toronto was willing to take Lowry and Valanciunas and send them to Memphis for Gasol and Conley. I don't think that makes a better team and thus makes Kawhi want to stay. I think he should like the team he's got right now as their best chance of going very far in the playoffs.
Plus, it's not a bad city. It's a
Toronto's
nice,
a booming metropolitan city.
Man, I'd love to live in Toronto.
So
I ain't gonna lie.
So would Fred.
Yeah.
It's a cosmopolitan
city. You been there?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a dope city. It's really cool.
Unfortunately, when we went there, it was like 87 below zero every
really?
Time. But yeah, it's like they call, you know, it's like New York, only it's in Canada. But they said it's all world.
Nice. I wouldn't mind. By the way, Lauren Pope tweeted as well and said, just speaking of Cheers, I can confirm that it is delivered the next day to the 409 as well.
That's great.
Just FYI. So, yeah, it's funny because when we went and shot guns with her and Aaron, they were talking about the Cheers and the product and using it and getting it because they had gone out drinking a little bit the night before and you'd have never known it. So they are users. There are plenty of testimonials about it. I was messing around on the Twitters and ended up on Julia Morales's Twitter.
Okay.
Thanks to my boy Ro Pimpin, who had retweeted a tweet from Julia Morales that said, Astros announced their promotions and events for 2019. Check out the new baubles. So the promotions and events for 2019, May 20. So these are the bobbleheads that they're going to give away. All right. Mm-hmm. May 22nd is Yuli. June 12th is George Springer. June 26th is Altuve. July 6th is Garrett Cole. July 22nd is a Correa bobblehead. And September 7th is a Verlander bobblehead. So all really good bobbleheads. Really good. Because, you know, some years they'll do like Gattis or...
Well, here's the
and
thing.
Everybody, who wants a Marwin Gonzalez bobblehead? Nobody
Those
wants
are
that.
The giveaway ones, but they're also doing, they do limited edition ones that they sell at the team shop inside of Union Station for a hundo.
What?
And the lines, when they say, like, they had a Bregman one, I think he was in a car or something last year. And they have these specialty ones. Or, like, they had the Davinsky Game of Thrones one. But they do these more, they're more elaborate. Maybe they're made out of different material, whatever. But literally, it's the lines that camp out overnight to spend $100 to buy a bobblehead.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, bobbleheads have become the new card collectors.
Yeah. My niece Mandy is huge off into the bobblehead. She the only Astros game she goes to are the bobblehead giveaways, and she gets in line early. She's got all she has them all from like the last couple of years.
So well, there are people out there that would pay other people to do whatever's necessary to get bobbleheads just so that they could get bobbleheads because bobbleheads are a big deal. Like I used to have on my two bookcases in my office at the Rockets, I would you know because they go around and put on your desk whatever the giveaway was that day,
right?
And I just would just put them all up on the top. People would come in and go, how much you want for those?
Speaking of that, there's some baseball or basketball card in your inbox, like your literal mailbox.
Oh, there. Really?
Yeah, as I was walking by. I thought so it was in mine because ours are side by side.
Don't tell Raheel.
Yeah, just kidding, Raheel. There's not a valuable basketball card in Joel Blank's mailbox. Just kidding. But on the tweet, she also has some pictures of other things. And I don't know what is promotional and what is maybe like you talked about. Because there's also an Alex Bregman bobblehead that wasn't mentioned in the dates. And then there's a Hugs for Homers bobblehead, which has Kemp hugging Altuve. So I don't know if those are for sale or if those are special promotions.
I think those are all giveaways. Okay. I think the ones, I don't know how they release it, but they'll tell you when it's a pay for.
They also have the goofy hat, the fedoras.
They have for a couple years.
They have some Hawaiian shirt, which looks just god awful. It's orange. They have what looks like some sort of handbag. They've got green Orbit socks. They've got a Verlander jersey on the table, a Correa, Springer, and Altuve jersey. So I don't know if those are going to be jersey giveaways. Some sort of clear bag that looks like if you had to go to like school keep your stuff in a clear bag.
You know how the stadium,
it's like a tote bag.
Well, you know why they do that? Because the stadiums have rules now about what bags are acceptable to beat security.
Then there's this other bag that looks like the recycling bags that we keep at the house. They're kind of tall, sturdy, stand-up bags. That looks like it's it. That's what I see on the table that Julie Morales tweeted out as far as giveaways. So if any of that tweaks your fancy, if you want some green Orbit socks, get ready. You know you can get custom socks made like that?
Yeah.
There's a place, that I forget the name, but there's a place online where you can upload any picture you want and they'll put it on a pair of socks.
It's become such a big deal. Like literally, you know how we were talking about cards, but they do socks with the trading card, the way it looked on the socks. People like go crazy over them.
Yeah.
I know guys that play basketball in them, and I'm like, why?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I bought these. I'm all Astro'd out today. So I got these.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you are. They kind of look like your
socks.
Shirt.
Yeah. That's, I match.
Way to go, coordinate.
That's right. Yeah.
Mushroom shirt, mushroom belt.
Get to coordinate. That's the key. You got to coordinate. Yeah. But I have a bunch of different socks. I don't know, though. I don't get, you know, it's crazy because most people don't ever see them. Like, you would have never seen my socks if I would have just showed them to
that's
you.
That's why, like, Raheel and David Nuno and a lot of people
where
now,
their pants
where
so high.
They get the hems up. So that's part of the deal now where you can see the socks. Who's the Rockets assistant coach? His socks are showing every night. Roy Rogers.
Mm.
And the in-fashion thing is that you can see a lot of people get their pants hemmed up so that you can see more sock.
Mm. Like flooding, like MJ, like Michael Jackson, right?
At the All-Star game this year for the NBA, they're going to have three different versions of socks that you can wear. One of them is the teal or whatever of Charlotte. And one of them is, like you're talking about, it's an action shot of D. Brown in the dunk contest where he shielded his eyes. Evidently, that happened the last time the All-Star game was there. And there's one other one. And it's going to be interesting to see if the players get to pick which socks they're going to wear.
I did notice the other night on a broadcast, they were talking about how the NBA loosened the restrictions on shoes, too. Now they can wear whatever colors they want in their shoes.
I would say that there's a company that they signed a long-term deal with that
said they had to
had
do that.
A lot of reasoning behind that.
Think so?
I think the swoosh had a little something to do.
Somebody texted and said the Rockets were going to do a Carmelo Anthony bobblehead. Now they're all sitting in storage.
I'll tell you what, they probably got value too.
Why?
You know, because collectors are like, this is a bobblehead that was never released.
That could be.
It's not like sending the shirts for the Rams Super Bowl championship over to poverty-stricken countries. True. This is a bobblehead that is essentially, they didn't give it out, so they're the only ones you got. You know, they weren't distributed to the public. If you get some of those, I would think there's
what
some
do they
value.
Do with them? You would probably know better than most. What are they going to do with all those bobbleheads that sit in storage?
From a bobblehead perspective, I don't know. T-shirts are obviously easier.
Yeah, and they just give them to different charities or whatever, right?
I think the Rockets had the. There was one where they had. I don't know if they had some of the Knicks ones or something like that, but they had them in storage forever.
Yeah.
But I don't know in terms of bobbleheads, because you can't, like a T-shirt, you can find some use for it.
Right.
I mean, I don't think you're going to just take the head off of it and put a new head on it and save it and call it the next player to wear number 7 or whatever, right?
That would be funny.
I mean, you probably could, because it's just the spring that keeps the bobbling head on top of the body. Just go, with a few or little just, tweaks and alterations.
Put a mask.
Hey, you got the same body type as Kermit. You want to wear 7? Yeah. We could have a bobble night head for you by the end of the year.
That would be funny if they put a Chandler Parsons face on it. It's like, what happened there? Hey, guys, love the show. Happy anniversary from your number one friend and listener, Angel. Appreciate you, man.
Yep, appreciate that very much.
Yep. Barry, I have a question for my church. We want to put bushes in front of our church. Do you have any suggestions?
We interrupt this broadcast for a special presentation.
What was that? You are such a hater.
Whatever it is, it's got to be better than lawn talk.
It just depends on what kind of bushes you want.
Let me get this straight.
It depends on what you're looking for.
Uncovered bush in front of a church?
It depends on what you're looking for. Like, are you looking for privacy?
So say some listener is looking for some bush outside the church.
You are a 5-year-old.
No, I'm just asking a question.
You are a 5-year-old.
If you want to get to lawn talk and you're saying people are out there looking for it, I want to talk about it.
I'm a grown man trying to help someone with their church, and you are acting like a child.
Are you trying to help them with their church or their bush?
You are a child.
I'm just asking.
Foxtail ferns is a good place to start.
So you want to get some guy's foxtails in the bush? What we're talking about.
This
hey, two in the bush, one still to go.
Two in the bush.
The usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.